we are here at, we're still here at the 2018 CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C. We are here with Illinois Credit Union League's Keith Sias. How are you, Keith?
I'm great, great. Glad to be here.
Glad
it's
to be here.
It's an exciting day.
Glad you can make some time. I mean, it's a little quiet out here right now because President George Bush is in there talking, so it's kind of nice, actually.
There's a little lull in the action.
Exactly. Good timing for you to come on over. So, hey, talk to me. Let's kind of break the ice with how's the conference going for you?
It's great. So I'm Senior Vice President of Government Affairs with the Credit Union League, and I've been March 1st is my 25th year anniversary with the league.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
For probably about the last 5 or 6 years, I've been doing federal governmental affairs in addition to state governmental affairs. So I think this is probably my 6th or 7th GAC.
Wow. Okay. So this is kind of your wheelhouse.
This is
you're
great.
In the thick of it.
Exactly. And just now, I mean, I came straight from the exhibit hall and the convention floor from to here, and you know, you see 5,000 people and all the engagement going on, and I mean that's what it's all about. I mean, this is my job, is state and federal advocacy and political action, and this is the pinnacle.
Right on, you know, right on. This is it. Are you going up? Are you going to hike the hill and stuff?
Oh
like
yeah,
that on
absolutely.
Wednesday,
or? Yeah, cool. Yeah, definitely. We will. We've got about 85 people here from Illinois.
Wow,
and so
that's
we've
a nice
scheduled
contingent.
All the hill visits, and in fact, I think it's our largest ever.
Is it? So that's a good turnout. That's a good turnout.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
definitely.
Tell me about the state and federal advocacy. What are you guys doing, and maybe that'll spark some ideas for some other leagues around the country.
Sure. So what we do is, I'm based in the league's Springfield office, which is right across the street from the state capitol. The home office is in Naperville. It's about 200 miles north of the capitol, near Chicago. So the Credit Union One, which is the state employees credit union, and many of the members of the General Assembly also belong to that credit union. Mm-hmm. We have the second floor of that credit union as our legislative office.
Okay. Oh,
so
wow.
We are right there in the thick of it at the Capitol, and it really, our office there is kind of a hub of activities. We host receptions for legislators. We host workshops there. We educational sessions, other industry coalition type meetings all the time. In fact, the General Assembly comes in session tomorrow in Springfield. And that's a big part of our advocacy efforts. So being in close proximity to the state capitol and just using that. This year, there's been over 5,000 bills introduced in Springfield. And so we go through all of those bills, figure out which ones are going to impact us. A couple of them are our own. So we're for those. And we're in a coalition effort with other people. So we're trying to find things to improve the business operations for credit unions and their members. But in order to get that done, advocacy is the key to that.
Right.
Because we can't get access to the legislators, we can't get our messaging out there without our grassroots and advocacy.
So what types of things do you do to kind of get the attention of your of the local legislators, and that could be transferred to the federal level?
Yeah, we do. We try to, a lot of the programs that we have are the same kind of programs that they're talking about here at the GAC that we do on the state level. They really complement each other. I mean, we encourage credit unions to get in Project Zip Code. We use those numbers extensively with legislators because they're really the members equal voters. And so Project Zip Code, MAP is very valuable to get our messaging out. And really, the personal visits. So whether it's coming to the GAC or we have our own Hike the Hill out here in September, we do a state legislative summit in May. And then in the downtime, if there ever is a downtime, we try to set up meetings back in the district with our local people and their legislators. So it's like a constant, you know, I think Jim Nussle calls it 360-degree advocacy, and it really is, that's what we practice in Illinois.
Even hear, you talk to Jim Nussle or Ryan Donovan at CUNA, they're all like, even when they're on vacation and they come back home, that's a really good time to grab them as well, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's a different environment. When you catch them at home, you really have more time to, to do a deeper dive on some of the issues.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we'll have, and we have a couple of members of Congress that are on the House Financial Services Committee. And so we routinely, when they're home over the summer, we'll go and visit them with some of our local members, and we'll talk about the impact of data breach or whatever the issue of the day is. Maintaining the tax-exempt status or reg relief certainly is the focal point right now. But when you're back at home, you have more time to talk about, you know, this is what it means, and you, instead of having maybe 10 minutes while you're out here and they're going to run for a vote, and you're still meeting with the staffers, which is very, very important, but at home you get more time with the member.
And you kind of keep them top of mind, keep the credit union name top of mind.
Absolutely.
This consistency is kind of the key, from what I hear.
And to me, one of the things that we do, and I certainly have seen this in the 25 years that I've been here, the best time to go and talk to a legislator is when you're not really asking for something.
Oh.
And just go and develop the relationship.
Go chat. Yeah,
why are you
exactly.
here? Well, we're here just to remind you that, you know, you've got 25 credit unions in your district and mm-hmm. they serve, you know, 40,000 credit union mm-hmm. members, and we just want to check in with you.
Yeah. Isn't that what life's all about? Yeah. Relationships, you know?
Yeah,
it's that simple.
Exactly right.
That's simple. So what do you want to accomplish here at the GAC this year? What's on your plate to get done here, or any goals that you set for your attendance here?
I think the our goals are to try to help move the ball forward on 2155, and particularly we have two Democratic senators, neither one of which has gotten on the bill and may not get on the bill, but we still want to talk to them about the bill and, mm-hmm. and why it's important.
Okay.
You know, in Illinois we have about 300 credit unions and they serve 3 million Illinois citizens, and so our senators have been supportive on some issues over time, but mm-hmm. it's good to educate them and remind them how important reg relief is and what the cost of regulatory burden means to credit unions mm-hmm. and credit union members.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll continue that messaging in the Senate, and also over on the House side, we had a lot of our delegation that voted for the CHOICE Act, and so we want to let them know that there are a lot of provisions from the CHOICE mm-hmm. Act that are in 2155,
mm-hmm.
and when 2155 crosses over to the House, we want them to be voting for that as well.
Right
so
on.
That's our messaging
okay.
for the week. And we're also going to talk about data security and
oh, yeah.
everybody's, you know, the cost of that and that whole issue, and also the this new outbreak of the frivolous lawsuits on the ADA. We'll be talking about that as well.
That's a hot one at this show, definitely.
And actually, that's something we're going to be taking on our state. Every year we do a Credit Union Act update mm-hmm. In Illinois. And one of the things we're going to add to it is we're going to model off some legislation we saw in Oklahoma that allows a notice and cure period to kind of help as one more line of defense against
good.
The ADA
oh,
lawsuits.
Good, good,
so
yeah.
It wouldn't, you know, it's not going to be the whole answer to it, obviously,
right,
but it's just
something.
One more thing that we could raise.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Yeah, we just had Dustin DeVore from Kaufman and Knowles in here, who they were representing a few of the credit unions that have been dealing with that whole litigation
yeah,
process.
Definitely.
So it's really interesting to get an education from that side of it as opposed to the other side. So yeah, it's what a mess, but I hope it gets cleared up soon.
Sure.
So what's kind of an outlook for 2018? What do you see coming down the turnpike here for
So on
for
the
you
state
then,
level,
yeah.
I would say what we're, you know, obviously we are very focused on advocacy and we the value that advocacy brings to the members of the mm-hmm. Illinois Credit Union League.
Mm-hmm.
So when you pay dues to belong to the league, one of the things you get is our team of lobbyists. And we feel like we've had a great, every year we've been fortunate enough to pass an amendment to the Illinois Credit Union Act. So for mm-hmm. 25 years in a row, we've done something every year to streamline and modernize the Credit Union Act. And other states look at what we've done and, you know, try to, you know,
good for
you
guys.
We look at other states once in a while too, but we're trying to think that we're ahead of the curve on
that. Set
the
tone.
So we'll have a bill this year, and I mentioned like the ADA mm-hmm. language in there, mm-hmm. and some other corporate governance type issues.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the second year of the General Assembly, so generally that means they're focused more on re-election, mm-hmm. and there aren't as many bills.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We'll have a bill going on that, and we haven't seen a taxation bill. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
We had
about time.
We had a pretty good skirmish going with one of the banking associations for a few years, but that seems to have died down a little bit.
Good.
So really just kind of trying to get a couple of our own housekeeping bills passed,
mm-hmm.
and mostly we're going to use this to the focal point of our state legislative summit will really be trying to gear up our members to be, we think we could be more effective in getting more credit unions on payroll deduction and getting more credit unions on Project Zip Code.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of credit unions that are on the member activation program, but I'm not sure how often they actually go out to their members
mm-hmm,
on it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be talking about that and the importance of that and trying to get our messaging out
gotcha.
To our members.
Gotcha. I see you have a whole bunch of notes here. Was there anything else you want to
you know, I think we
to
covered,
add, or did we cover it all?
I think we covered
okay.
a lot of it. I mean, it's funny. I was telling that we did a webinar, a pre-webinar to get our members ready
mm-hmm.
to come out here, and I was thinking about grassroots and how important it is, and you know how this all fits together. And
yeah.
the GAC really is like the pinnacle. And but it's just one, you know, one conference. It's a big investment for people to come,
sure.
and it's much appreciated. But advocacy is really year round. And to me, what really differentiates the credit unions is that our real grassroots
yeah.
strength.
Yeah.
I was telling a funny story. I was over in Champaign, Illinois, a couple of Sundays ago, going to a University of Illinois basketball game, and they actually won that one, which is notable in and of itself. But on my way into town, I noticed, I asked my wife, I said, there was a new bank going up. And it was still winter, right? But the grass was all green in front of the bank.
Interesting.
And I thought, that's really interesting. And then I looked a little closer, and they had put in the area between the road and the parking lot, in the little median area, AstroTurf.
Oh.
And so I said to my wife, and I used this on the webinar last week, I said, that just shows me the banks really have AstroTurf and we have real grassroots.
I love it.
That's our focus, is to make our real grassroots.
Your roots go a lot deeper than the AstroTurf.
Yeah, exactly,
for sure.
Right.
Nice. That's a great message to end on. Keith, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for stopping by.
Appreciate
it.
Thanks.